Hi, I'm Kemp Harr with Floor Focus Magazine and FloorDaily.net, and we're covering 2008. And actually, I ran into somebody we really needed to interview because he actually knows the marketplace probably better than most people in this room. I'm actually sitting in the Tao Council of North America space, and I'm here with Eric Astrocan. How you doing?
Good. Nice to see you, Kemp.
Yeah. Good. So, Eric, I think you took the lead role with TCNA from Bob Daniels, what, 3 years ago? Is that right?
Yeah, about 4 years ago. That's right. Yep, exactly.
Okay. 4 years ago. And why don't you give the viewers that may not know about the TCNA, Tao Council of North America, why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. My pleasure. Well, Tile Council of North America, some people may know as Tile Council of America, because we were incorporated back in 1945 as Tile Council of America. But with the passage of NAFTA, then we looked to membership from Mexico and Canada, and now we have 93% of the production in Mexico are members of Tile Council. The six big tile manufacturers down in Mexico are members, and so now we became Tile Council of North America. We were the secretary of ANSI for tile standards, vice chairman of the ASTM committee for tile standards, secretary and chairman of ISO for tile standards. So we play a pretty big role in setting standards both domestically and worldwide. We're also involved in laboratory services for some 500 clients around the country and around the world. We're also involved in porcelain certification, and we support educational programs both here and in Mexico.
Yeah, so I mean, basically, you're an objective go-between manufacturers and the marketplace, installers. I mean, you touch a lot of different people in the marketplace, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, certainly in the work of standards development, you look at who are the stakeholders, and stakeholders would be distributors, installers, the consumers, commercial manufacturers of tile, as well as commercial and residential users of tile. So in that regard, we're involved with everybody. But as an association, our membership is manufacturing.
Okay. So let me ask you this. I mean, tomorrow morning, and this is going to air actually after that, but I was going to say, tomorrow morning you have a major presentation. It's a press event where you, I always enjoy going to it because you always kind of give us the statistics about what's going on in the domestic tile market here in the United States or here in North America. So do you mind telling us a little bit of some highlights of that presentation?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Well, as many people are aware, domestic consumption is down significantly because new home starts are down significantly. So overall, domestic consumption is down about 19%. Now, domestic manufacturing is not down as far because the domestic manufacturers have good relationships in the commercial market, which is still going fairly strong, although eventually you'll start to see that slow down too. We are looking at 2009, where we expect to see home starts start to pick up a little bit. It's not going to get us to where we were in 2006 and 2007. We saw that part of the market is going to take a long time to recover. But overall, we're looking at domestic consumption in the U.S. down about 19%. In Mexico, it hasn't gone down because their market is still going strong. So. But here in the States, that's what we're looking at. Of course, imports are down even more. So while domestic is down about 14%, imports, depending on the country, are down anywhere from 20 to 40%.
So actually, a little dialogue about that. I mean, ceramic tile had been picking up share. And when I say share, I'm talking about when you start thinking about the types of flooring that are out there and all the commercial buildings and all the houses. Commercial had been picking up share. And actually, with this year, it actually fell back down and lost a little share, didn't it?
It did. Well, it had been picking up a bit of share, but with this year it has fallen down. But really everybody has fallen down. Carpet's fallen down, vinyl, laminates, everybody's gone back down. So they've all been affected similarly by the slowdown in new homes. So to the extent that tile had a little bit of a pickup on versus the other flooring finishes, that hasn't changed a lot. But overall everybody's been affected similarly.
Let's talk about the world market for just a quick second. I mean, anywhere else in the world, when you think about it, ceramic tile is the number one surface that people put in it for flooring. And in this country, what's the share? Is it in the teens, or do you know exactly where it is?
I don't know off the top of my head. That sounds about right. But certainly carpet is the largest, has the largest share. And so what you're referring to, tile being the number one in other countries and less of a share here, really reflects the fact that there's a long way we can go. Spain, for example, is 70 square feet per person per year. The United States is more like 10 to 11 square feet per person per year. That's why countries all over the world are interested in selling to the U.S. because they see a lot of opportunity for the market to continue to grow in the United States. But let's face it, this is a cold climate that we have in the northern United States, and so some people are reluctant unless they use some type of floor warming system or area carpets, etc. And those systems work great. So when you put a floor warming system underneath ceramic tile, it feels like you're in paradise. But
actually, we wrote an article last year in Floor Focus, and we talked about the uptick last year, and we attributed it, we're right or wrong, I'm not sure, but we attributed it, some of that, because of that floor warming system. I think you are starting to see people get a little bit more comfortable with having rooms that might otherwise have been something else because it's no longer a cold floor.
It's more than no longer a cold floor. It's a floor that's just absolutely magnificent to walk on, because now all of a sudden you're walking in your bare feet, and that ceramic floor feels comfy to the touch. I mean, it's just a beautiful effect. Perhaps the only caution I can say is once you put it in, you're going to be putting it in your home and every future ceramic job that you do. It's that magnificent. So I'm certainly a believer in it, and it certainly does help sell ceramic tile. There are other reasons, of course, that we have a lot of wood frame construction, and as we have learned, there are systems that help make tile go in over wood frame construction easier and easier. The systems are getting better every year, and that's why we're seeing the consumption of tile continue to grow.
Okay, and you're also, I think we all know that there's been a movement outside. I mean, there's these outdoor rooms that people want to live in, and I think the flooring category of choice there is almost always ceramic.
Yeah, that's certainly true. When you start talking about anywhere that you have any type of environmental effects, anywhere that you might have any type of soil from the outside, people love tile. It's easy to clean. Sometimes just water alone is enough. And certainly outside, where it holds up magnificently, you can also provide a slip-resistant finish. Tile is definitely the finish of choice. We believe it's the finish of choice inside in every room as well, but it'll take a little while to convince designers, et cetera. But more and more, we are seeing that. We're seeing people use tile outside of the traditional areas and bringing it into the living room and bringing it into the dining room, for example, or even bringing it into the bedrooms.
All right. I know when we first started, before we did the interview, you said you wanted to highlight a couple of things. Before we run out of time, if you just real quick hit on those things. I know you have some new certification programs. So just real quick, you want to give us an update about what's going on?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Well, we're involved both in the certification of tile installers through a partnership with the Ceramic Tile Education Foundation, and also down in Mexico in a program we're developing with the Mexican government called CONOCER, with the labor standard. We're involved in building new training centers in Mexico, and we're also involved in porcelain tile certification through our partnership with CTDA, the Ceramic Tile Distributors Association. That's an organization we've partnered with them called PTCA, Porcelain Tile Certification Agency. You'll be seeing more and more of that so that the consumer ultimately knows when they buy tile that it has met the demanding porcelain characteristics that we have here in the United States.
Okay, so you've got installer training, a new program. We actually spoke to Scott Carruthers, I think, a couple days ago about that. Then you've got the actual product certification, and then you've got this new ANSI 137 standard. You want to speak about that a minute?
Yeah, thank you. That's a very good point, Kemp, which is the new ANSI 137.1 standard is the newest tile standard in the world. It reflects absolutely the latest thinking in tile technology, and it reflects the tightest standards for sizing and other characteristics about tile. So we're very proud of that standard, and we're now taking it to the ISO, or worldwide community, for them to look at and perhaps adopt worldwide. But for right now, that is the absolute latest. It just passed. This is brand new news, where that tile has just passed the ANSI committee as well as the public review section of ANSI. So that'll be coming out a little bit later this year. We're quite proud of it.
Well, it sounds like you guys have been busy at the Tile Council of North America. Eric, I appreciate you spending time with our audience. We've been talking to Eric Astrocan, who is the director of, is it director? Is that right?
Executive director.
Okay, executive director of TCNA, and I'm Kemp Haar with Floor Focus Magazine and FloorDaily.net.